I'm going to share a story with the children.
我们今天跟大家讲的是关于孩子们的事。
Now that we were talking about the missionaries, and there was a question that was asked to a missionary in Africa.
刚才讲到，既然是讲到传道士，就是有个问题是问一个到非洲传教士的一个问题。
The children were curious and asked him, whether or not he liked what he was doing.
那些小孩就问那个传教士，就说你喜不喜欢你的工作？
And his response was shocking.
他的回答是令人惊讶的。
Do I like the work?
他说我喜欢到非洲去工作。
He said, no, my wife and I do not like dirt.
他说不，我和我的妻子都不喜欢那些脏东西。
We do not like crawling through the vile hut, through the goat refuse.
我们不喜欢爬过那个羊粪进到那个泥土的那个小土板里头去。
Just in case you don't know what vile hut is, it's a mud hut that is made for residents and normally without windows and sometimes with the door, sometimes without.
你们可能不知道什么叫这种泥土盘。那种泥土盘就是用那泥巴敷上去的，敷在那个草、那个树枝上的一种房子。那个房子呢没有窗户，也就有一个洞进去，就没有窗户的。
And so you have to oftentimes go through the vile hut.Through the window where you will find the goat refuse or the garbage.
有时候你爬过那个小土包以后呢，看到里边堆着的都是一些羊粪，然后跨过羊粪，你才到你的那个小洞洞里面去。
So let's think about this situation. If today we don't come into this worship center through the door, but instead we just crawl through the window, would you be happy?
假设我们做个设想，今天你到这个崇拜这个主日崇拜学了这里崇拜，你不从门里进来，你从窗子里头爬进来的，你感觉怎么样？
You probably don't.
你可能不会感到很舒服的吧。
But here is what he was trying to say. He said, but are we to do nothing for Christ?
这里他讲的问题就是说，我们为基督是做的什么事？
Are we going to just feel comfortable and do just the things that we like and not do what we dislike?
那么他就是说，我们做为基督侍奉，是不是只是做我们喜欢做的事，而不做那些我们不喜欢做的事
？Liking or disliking has nothing to do with the fact that he was a missionary to Africa.
不管他个人的喜好如何，他本身已经做了到非洲的一个传教士。
And you know the same thing is this Friday evening, Carol's out of her pure innocence and She didn't know why she asked the question, but I thank her so much for the question he asked. It was just a perfect timing. She asked a similar question to me.
今天晚上就是我们星期五的团契的时候 ，Caris 问了一个问题。他问这个问题的时候很天真。他这个问题呢，刚好问在要害上了。
Brad and I, we didn't leave the facility until about 10:30 with their children, and so Caris at the end of the while we lock in the door, and she asked, Pastor Long, do you like to be a pastor?
当我们就是那个准备要锁门出去的时候，星期五团契之后大概十点钟要锁门要走的时候，那个 Caris 就是那个Laurie 医生的那个小女孩就问他，就说问我说，龙牧师，你喜不喜欢当牧师啊？
And I told her later that how much thankful I was to her because she helped me to put together what the message I have prepared todayin a way of presenting it to you.
后来呢，我就感谢他问了这个问题，因为他这个问题呢，帮助我今天要给大家讲到这个内容，增加了一个话题。
There are times that I think just like this missionary that I may not like what I am doing.
就有的时候呢，就像这个到非洲去的这个传教士一样，我不一定会喜欢我做的这件事。
I don't want to feel pressure at the end of Wednesday night not having the sermon fully prepared for the week.
星期三的晚上感觉到这个星期天的这个正道的题目还没有完全准备好的话，那种压力的话我不喜欢。
I don't like the not having the privilege of sitting right next to my wife every Sunday while I'm preaching here.
每个星期天的坐在我妻子旁边听这人布道，失掉了这种特权的话，我也不喜欢。
I don't feel like I want to make a decision when I do not feel like I'm fully ready to make it.
当我要需要做个决定的时候，但是我对这个决定并没有完全做好心理准备的时候，这种情况下我也不喜欢。
But are we going to do just what we like and not to do what we dislike?
那么我们难道是侍奉主是只做喜欢做的事，而不做不喜欢的事吧？
In all the things that we do, in service unto the Lord is we are doing it out of our obedience to Him and doing whatever He has called us to do.
我们做侍奉主做的一切的事情都是为了顺服顺服主是为他是为了响应他对我们的呼召。
There is always a cause associated with those that have chosen to serve Him.
那么选择去侍奉主的人是要花代价的。
And so today as the children continue to follow with their programs which center around the message on Luke chapter 1 verse 26 and 28, I want the adults now to begin focus on another passage which is on 1 Corinthians 9:15-23.
当小孩们现在集中注意力看路加福音的时候，我们大人呢，请大家看注意看那个哥林多前书的第十章
第十五节到二十三节
第十五节到二十三节哥林多前书第九章十五到二十三节在宣语的1423页
And for those that have found this chapter verse 9 verse 15-23 would you rise in honor of reading God's word with me
请大家一块竖立我们共同念福音
But I have not used any of these rights, and I am not writing this in hope that you will do such things for me. I would rather die than to have anything deprive me of this boast. Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me.What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel, I may offer it free of charge, and so not make use of my right in preaching it. Though I am freed and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law.So as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law. So as to win those not having the law. To the weak I became weak, and to win the weak, I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might have some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel,That I may share in its blessings.
请大家跟我一块念中文十五节开始。但这权柄我全没有用过。我写这话并非要你们这样待我，因我宁可死，也不叫人使我所夸的落了空。我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我不是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。我若甘心做这事儿，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任就已推脱负我了。既是这样，我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候叫人不花钱得福音免得用尽我传福音的权柄我虽是自由的无人辖管然而我甘心做了众人的仆人为要多的人像犹太人我就做犹太人为要得犹太人在像律法以下的我虽不在律法以下还是做律法以下的人为要得律法以下的人像没有律法的人我就做没有律法的人为要得到没有律法的人其实我在神面前不是没有律法在基督面前正在律法之下像软弱的人我就做软弱的人为要得软弱的人像怎么样的人我就做什么样的人无论如何总要救些人凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故为要与人同得这福音的好处
That's far ahead
让我们大家一块低头祈祷
Lord God I thank you for this special day this day and this special season when we remember the birth of your son Jesus Christ
主啊感谢今天感谢这个特殊的日子和特殊的季节使我们能够记起我们救主耶稣基督的诞生
Thank you Lord that you have made us different that we do not remember the Christmas just because of Santa Claus and the gifts that he gives
让我们记住不只是记得圣诞节不是为了圣诞老人或者是他给的礼物
Although we appreciate every giver and the gifts that these people give out of goodwill
虽然我们感谢礼物而且又感谢这些送礼物的人是带着善良的愿望来给的。
but that we know in full well that these gifts, however good they are, will all one day perish.
但是我们知道这些礼物不管多宝贵，他们总有一天会要消失的。
But the gift that we have received today, the indescribable gift of salvation, eternal life that is everlasting, is something that we have that will never perish.
但是我们知道我们今天接受的最大的礼物就是我们救恩的礼物，这个礼物是永恒的，永远不会消失的。
Although we have received it freely, it did not come just free at no cost.
虽然我们接受救恩是免费的，但是这个免费的救恩来的不易，它是花出了重大的代价的。
It cost the life of your son Jesus Christ.
是花了您的儿子基督的代价，他的生命的代价。
The reason he came is so that he can be on the cross.
他来到这儿是为了拯救我们人类。
So today we must thank him, we must accept him, we must trust and obey him.
今天我们要接受他，相信他，跟随他。追随他
Forgive our sins, knowingly have or unknowingly have.
请您宽恕我们所有的罪，不管是已知的罪还是不自觉的罪。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉基督名，我们这样向您祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
请大家坐下。
The Bible tells us that all of us, at one time, some point in our life, we have a life that is without God.
在圣经上说到，我们这些人不管曾经有一度是没有神的。
And I don't know if you still remember what it was like when you was like that.
我不知道你还记不记得，当你还没有得到神的时候是什么样的。
You were probably wondering what life was all about.
你可能会想知道生命在于什么。
And you probably were searching an answer everywhere possible, but did not find one.
你可能努力在寻求生命的真谛，但是始终没有找到。
No matter how hard you try, you didn't find something that will fully satisfy you.
不管你找到的什么东西，都没有使你得到十分的满足。
Until one day you found Jesus Christ.
直到有一天你找到了基督。
And then you found all of the answers to all of those questions that you didn't have an answer for.
然后呢，你就知道了你所寻求的一切都得到了答案。
Jesus is good.
因为基督就是你的答案。
And he is the indescribable gift that we each have received today.
他是我们每个人所接受的最珍贵的礼物。
And Apostle Paul in this passage that we just read was the kind of person that found that exact gift.
保罗就像我们刚才读这个经节的这段经节的作者，他就是这样找到了这个珍贵的礼物的。
He received his gift of salvation through forgiveness while on his way to Damascus.
他在到大马士革的路上找到了他的救恩，得到神的宽恕。
And you and I know, both know who Paul was in the past.
我们大家都知道保罗过去是一个什么样的人。
We surely know that he is probably one of those people that deserve the least to receive salvation.
我们知道他过去就知道他可能是最不值神赐给他这种救恩的人之一。
He killed, he persecuted, he did everything imaginable.
他迫害基督徒，他干各种各样的恶事。
Yet God called him.
但是神呼召他。
And that because of that unique calling as apostle, and then because of his total conversion and 180 degree turnaround for Christ, he has such a desire for evangelism.
正因为神呼召他，而且那个特殊的呼召使他的人生发生了180度的大转变。因为这个大转变以后，他被召入做了使徒，从此以后他就把他的一生都奉献给传福音的使命。
So throughout this chapter, he started out by saying that he has a lot of rights to do a lot of different things.
他这个章节说他有权利做很多的事。
Yet he has given up many, many rights out of free choice.Wholly out of love, because of the unique calling and because of his evangelist motivation.
因为他有这个想要传福音的这个愿望，这个使命感，在身上那么强的使命感，促使他放弃了他自己所有的一些权利、一些要求、一些嗜好、一些爱好，他自己全部放弃，从终身的、全部的投入及这个事工的这个侍奉当中，就是因为他有一份爱心。
If you still keep this Bible open and your fingers onto it, you will say that he said, I have not used any of these rights that he was entitled to, and he was not even writing this letter in hope that the people would do such things for him.
他这样说的，他说这些权柄我前没有用过，而且他写这些话并不是要这样，要你们这样子待我。
In fact, he said he would rather die to have someone deprive me of the boast.
甚至他说，我宁可死，也不叫人使我所夸的落了空。
What kind of boast that he has?
他夸的是什么样的事呢？
The simple boast of his unique calling to preach the gospel.
他所夸口的是他所受的呼召去宣道的这个福音。
What is contradictory is he knew full well that while he was preaching, he could not boast.
他知道他所自己宣称的夸这个侍奉的这个福音呢，他不能夸口，是他自己的。
Because the reason he preached is because he was compelled to do so.
他之所以能去做这个讲员，是去布道，是因为神激励他去做这个讲员。
He was called to do so.
神呼召他去做这个讲员。
And so he had to do this voluntarily.
他必须做这个是属于自愿的。
And he said, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel."
他说的，如果我没有先讲福音的话，请拿我试问。
And then if he is called to preach and he has this desire to preach and yet he cannot boast to preach, then why did he do what he was doing?
那么他就是被激励了去做福音，但他又不能自夸，那么他做的是什么事呢？
Like this African missionary, people ask, why are you doing what you're doing? Do you like what you're doing? And Paul probably at times in his life didn't like to preach.
那么就像这个非洲的这个传教士被问的这个问题一样，说你是否喜欢你所做的这个传教士工作？那么保罗在他的生命当中，也可能做很多事情让他做的，他并不喜欢，但他仍然做了。
I'm pretty sure that in reading through all the books that Paul wrote, there are times that he preached something that he really didn't want to say to the Christian believers at that time.
那么保罗在他布道的这个内容上的有很多内容，他讲的那个话呢，其实他并不愿意讲。
And yet he has to do that because he was called to preach what the gospel was all about.
但是他必须讲，因为他是受这个神的呼召，是神的激励来宣讲这个福音。
He must not have preached anything of his own.
他必须注意自己讲的不是属于他自己的思想。
So he gave up his rights to do many things just for a simple reward.
那么他放弃了他所有一切的权利，一切的权柄，去做的一件事就是为了得到一个赏赐。
What kind of reward it is?
这是一个什么样的赏赐呢？
I'll get to that in a little bit.
我们马上就讲到。
But I, as your call pastor, has tried to do the same thing that Paul has done.
我作为你们被召的这个牧师，我是努力去效法保罗所做的事。
I'm burdened to evangelize the world the way that Paul was motivated to do.
就像保罗当年受激励是做这个福音一样，传福音一样，我也受到这个激励。
And 7 months ago, I accepted, and you accepted to call me to be your pastor, and knowingly or unknowingly, I have stepped into this most difficult job that I ever done.
7个月以前我受召做了你们的牧师，是从那个时候开始我就开始认识到我接受了一项非常艰巨的任务。
Yet though it was the most rewarding also.
但是也是个最受赏赐的任务。
But the reward is exactly the same thing that Paul has received when he was preaching this to.
这个赏赐就是保罗当他在先讲这段福音的时候他所接受的赏赐。
And throughout the 7 months, I can only fully depend upon God for His guidance and for His provision of time and energy.
在这个整个的7个月当中，我全部的依赖神他给我提供时间和精力。
There are times when, as a pastor, there seems to be a time for glamour, where you stand in the spotlight and you maybe appear in the headline and you receive special invitations.
作为一个牧师，当然有时候会有一些辉煌的时候，比如说站在讲台上呢，或者是接受一些反问呐、采访呐，或者是在这个头条报纸上的报道啊，这些样的一些这个辉煌的时刻。
But there are times when pastor will feel that there is just absolutely impossible task in front of him.
但是有时候呢，牧师又会感到他面前的这个困难呢，像重重大山。
Well, we all face impossible tasks in our lives.
我们大家每个人生活当中都会面临一些不可逾越的这个困难。
But the difference between a pastor and the time when I before becoming a pastor was before I always have someone to talk to. At least I can talk to my pastor.
但是关于不同的是，在我做牧师之前，如果我有困难的话，我可以有人交谈，至少我可以跟我的牧师去交谈。
But now, at times, I will feel so lonely because Christ, God, is the only person I can go to.
但是现在呢，我感觉到我特别的孤独。有的时候呢，只有神能够是唯一的我可以信托交谈的人。
Well, I still have same you as my flock and as my family.
但是我仍然有你们做我的羊群，做我的家庭。
But that Christ and Christ alone must be someone that I look to for any answers.
但是基督呢，只有基督是我能够仰望寻求答案的人。
And so as he revealed his will to me, his presence is so precious and so necessary in my ministry.
当他把他的整个的基督的爱向我昭示的时候，我感觉到了他对我的呼召的这个使命。
Sometimes, I'm glad that it's just sometimes, that I do not feel the presence of the Lord.
有时候我真感谢主，是他能够与我同在。
This past week, from Monday through Thursday, is when I was seeking and preaching, seeking and preparing for this sermon, and I spent tons of hours into this particular sermon.
今天就这个星期，从星期到星期四，我花了很多时间在祷告，又写讲稿，祷告又写讲稿，我花了很多时间在这个主题，这个今天的正道题目上思索。
And until this Friday, I still didn't know how was.I'm going to present it to you.
一直到今天星期五，一直到这个星期五了，我还不知道这个正道的题目应该怎么样安排。
The four-page sermon was there.
四页的纸的这个正道题目写好了。
And I was on my knee for 3 hours.
我跪在地上三个小时。
But I have come to find out that the time that I spent and the way that I have spent was just something that I have done out of necessity.
但是我看发现呢，我做的这一切呢，只是由于出于必要而做的。
I kneel down and I pray to God and I praise Him, and but God says I'm a spirit and I'm of truth.
我跪在那里向神祈求，向神祷告，但是神告诉我说，我是真理，我是你的灵魂。
And the one that will understand me is the one that worship me in truth and in spirit.
真正敬拜我的人是用在灵里边敬拜我，在真里边敬拜我的人。
I did just try to, yeah, 20 minutes in prayer, 20 minutes in prayer, but I did not fully invest my life to it.
我不是就是20分钟那样过去，也是应该把我的生命整个生命投入进去。
And so today, from Friday night, I was just.Click by that sentence. What do you like to be a pastor?
然后从星期五晚上那个问题问了之后，一直到今天，那脑子里一直回想的一个问题就是说，你是否喜欢做一个牧师？
And I've been thinking, do I like what I have liked, and have I liked something that I have disliked?
那么我是否喜欢我做的事，或者喜欢做我曾经不喜欢做的事？
And I have found out that.Liking or disliking has nothing to do with me being a pastor.
但是我发现呢，是个人的喜好跟做牧师并没有什么关系。
And so my prayer was that God would truly forgive me for what I have done in the Monday through Thursday, the 4 days.
那么我请求神宽恕我从星期一到星期四所处的思想状况。
And the hours that I spent in praying on Friday.Night later and then Saturday and this morning was just totally different.
那么我在星期五以后一直到今天早上祷告的这个内容呢完全不同了。
The revelation that God was going to give me and tell me to preach to you is totally different.
神在我心里犯下的这个启示跟我前两天所接受的启示已经完全截然不同了。
He was not only real to me but he was powerful.
他神的这个向我真实的向我显现了。
The same question applies to you. As a Christian, do you only do things that you like, or do you sometimes have to do things that you dislike?
作为一个基督徒，你心里边想没有想过这个问题？你是不是专做你喜欢做的事，还是有的时候也做你不喜欢做的事？
That's what the topic for today is. We have to trust in God by forgiving.
今天的题目就是我们应该相信神，通过什么来相信呢？通过宽恕来信任神。
Forgiving what?
宽恕什么？
Forgiving something that you may have disliked and that you have taken it the way that God has imposed on you.
宽恕一些你曾经不喜欢的事，一些在你心里边，神在你间心里边犯下一些东西，但是你不喜欢的东西。
You do the things out of obedience to Him.
你对他做这些事是因为处于顺服。
You don't do things out of disobedience to Him.
不是处于叛逆。
Let me give you as an example. In preparing this sermon for today.
在准备今天的这个讲道过程当中。
I have searched and searched and searched, trying to find out if there have been major mistakes that I have made as a pastor.
我看看我在过去在做牧师这段时间有没有什么犯过什么主要的错误。
Because I want to seek for your forgiveness today.
因为我今天想要得到大家的宽恕。
And so I seek and seek and I research a lot of different materials.
然后我找了很多的这个材料，读了很多的东西。
And I came to find out that most pastors will make these three top mistakes.
我发现大多数牧师通常犯的是三个错误。
The first one is not dreaming.Big enough.
第一就是那个梦想不够大。
The second one is not focusing on the vision statement.
第二呢就是没有把那个注意力集中在这个意向上头。
And the third one is not understanding the power of small groups.
第三呢就是不理解一个小的一组人的这种能耐。
The effective pastors need to dream bigger and bigger and have more patience for it.
真正好的牧师呢应该有很大的梦想，而且这个梦想呢应该逐渐渐增大，并且呢 要相信自己的这个梦想。
Effective pastors will focus on vision and mission statements of the church.
一个有效的牧师应该把注意力集中在一个教会的这个意向的这个宣言上。
Effective pastors also understand the small groups because they are essential tool for evangelism and making disciples.
一个有效的牧师应该相信一个小组的人能够做很大很大的事。
So my request is that if I have made any mistakes in these areas, be careful to let me know and forgive me.
如果我在这些范围里犯了任何错误的话，请大家让我知道，而且呢，请你们宽恕我。
And especially, I want to ask deacons to watch me.
特别是
each time when I tread upon the tendency of making this mistake.
当我犯这些错误之一的时候，请执事们。注意给我提醒警告。
But that the reason why I search and wanted to find out this is just so that I'm not off the track anytime.
我之所以做这些研究和这个研究和这个探索，想发现有没有犯这些错误的话，是因为我不想离开偏离正道。
I want to be like Paul when at the end of this chapter he says that I do not want to run the race aimlessly.
那么我就想先效法保罗在这段战经里最后这样说的，就是说我想要朝这个目标直跑，而不想这个埋没的到处乱跑。
He said we all run a race and yet there's only one person that will get a reward.
他说我们大家都在竞赛，而在这个竞赛当中只有一个人能够得到奖赏。
But when I run any races I want to wait for the prize that is awaiting me.
我想跑这个竞赛的目的呢，就是为了得到拿到这个奖赏。
And he is encouraging, of course, that each of us is sent to seek a prize that God has for us.
他鼓励我们每个人都要像圣徒一样去寻找神给你留下的这个奖赏。
And he is seeking this reward, and he did not want to miss that reward.
他寻求这个奖赏，因而他不想失去这个奖赏。
What reward?
那么什么样的奖赏呢？
He said simply this.
他这样说
In verse 18, that in preaching the gospel, I may offer it free of charge.
他在十八节这样说，我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候，叫人不花钱得福音。
He said, is that reward to him, or is that the reward to the recipient of the gospel?
那么你就会说，这个赏赐是对保罗的赏赐呢，还是接受福音的人的赏赐？
Why is he seeking for a reward like that? That's so that he can preach the gospel free of charge.
那么他为什么寻求这样的赏赐？这种赏赐是为了使人不花钱就接受福音呢？
He goes on to say, and so not make use of my right in preaching it.
他说免得用尽我传福音的权柄。
and not make use of my rights preaching it? Is that the reward?
免得用尽我传福音的权柄，这就是赏赐吗？
I have hard time understanding that although I have put together this sermon to prepare to preach to you,
虽然我把这个今天这道题目这样组织了，但是我自己本身也觉得这一点比较难以理解。
I came to find out that that's exactly the heart of every pastor.
现在我才发现了，这些就是所有做牧师的人的真心就在这里。
As the Apostle Paul, all that he wants ever in his life, because of that unique calling and that evangelistic motivation, that all that he cares for is so that people would receive the gospel free of charge.
那么就像保罗受召一样，所有的牧师受召的时候都是处于神对他们的呼召，是处于对神的回应的，又这个他们想要传福音的这个愿望和这个使命呢，就是他们真正得到的赏赐。
I really would question the number of people present if we begin to hand out admission tickets at charge.
那么如果说我们开始传福音的时候给要收钱的话，我看看会是什么样的情况。
Or we begin to tell people that everything that we have done for you, we have a fee schedule.
那么说，如果说我为你做的一切的事情，我都要收钱的话。
Paul says, I would rather die. I would rather die than to be deprived of the right to boast.
那保罗这里说的就是说，我宁愿死，也不叫人使我所夸的落了空。
See, he can boast because he has received this reward so that he can preach the gospel free of charge.
他之所以能够自夸，是因为他的宣传的这个福音呢是免费的。
And that he can do so, so that he do not need to make use of his rights.
这样的话呢，他就不会使他所夸的落空。
He can do things that are in support of that gospel because God has paid a price.
因为这样的话，他才能够全力以赴的支持福音，因为神为了这个福音是付出了很高的代价的。
That's exactly why Paul was able to do what he was doing.
就因为这样，保罗才能做他所做的侍奉。
And that was the first point of my sermon today. Why was Paul able to do what he did?
保罗为什么能做他所做的侍奉？
Forgiveness of his sin from Christ was a divine miracle of grace.
就是他的罪得到赦免，从基督那里得到赦免，就是一个很明显的这个神迹的表现。
Paul knew it in full well that without this forgiveness he would have gone to hell.
保罗自己清清楚楚知道，如果没有神的这个宽恕的话，他自己肯定早就下地狱了。
He knew that the true forgiveness, which is what I'm talking about today, for two kinds of forgiveness. The first kindis that divine miracle of grace, the forgiveness from God to each and every one of us, is something that is of miraculous nature.
他知道的第一点就是从来自神的这个恩典，这种宽恕呢，是具有神奇般的力量的。
And the only basis for that miracle of grace is on that cross, the cross that God has chosen to pay the price.
这种恩典是来自于神，是神为了给我们这个恩典呢，付出了很高的代价而给予我们的。
That is only ground on which God will forgive our sin is because of the cost of the Christ.
神之所以要宽恕我们的罪，是因为基督为我们所付出的代价。
Paul understand the meaning of cross.
保罗真正的知道十字架的意义。
There are so many times he preached sermons that are powerful, if contradictory at times with our human understanding, yet he said, I preach this because I understand the cost of Christ.
因为保罗呢，他在布道的时候，他有的时候他布道的内容呢，是跟当代的一些思想是非常有冲突的，而且是会引起争议的。但是他说，因为是为了神的恩典呢，为了十字架的缘故呢，我还是要布道。
I tell you, sometimes I wonder if Christ comes today, right at this minute, onto this earth, will we crucify him on the cross?
有时候我在这样想，如果基督现在在这个时刻到这个世界上来，我们会不会把他钉到十字架上去呢？
If he come today and he preach what he preach, it would be so different from what we are used to living, what we are accustomed to.
对吧？如果他今天到来，就在这个时刻到来，他所宣讲，基督所宣讲的，跟我们一贯的生活方式和生活思想完全背道而驰的，那我们会怎么想？
It would certainly be very different from what the Hollywood movie videos are trying to educate the people about.
那么他的这个所宣讲的内容跟好莱坞所宣讲的思想的 是完全背道而驰的。
It would certainly be different from what John Graper was just sharing a moment ago. What is happening on the world?
那么跟世界上所发生的这一切，这个动乱呢，是很不相同的。
If he comes today,
如果他今天就到来
，we probably as mankind would crucify him.
作为人类，我们可能还是会再次把它钉上十字架。
Because of our nature of wanting to disobey or rejecting God.
因为我们所罪的这个罪性呢，会要想要背离神，所以呢，我们就会做出这种决定。
But if Paul was able to do what he was doing because of that forgiveness that God has given him.
但是神那个保罗能做他的事，是因为神给他的这个宽恕。
Who needs the forgiveness then?
谁需要接受这个宽恕呢？
Was it just Paul that was so bad, killing people, persecuting people?
只是像保罗这样不断的迫害残杀其他人的人需要宽恕吗？
Is it just those murderers and those that involved in sexual immoralities and people that have lust for flesh and the desire to owe more and more money and be totally materialistically possessed?
那么什么人需要救宽恕呢？是不是只是那些杀人犯需要呢？还是那些奸淫罪的人需要呢？还是那些在这个钱上有这个贪欲很强烈的人需要的？只是那些人需要宽恕吗
？Or is it for every one of us, you and me?
或者是说你和我，我们所有的人都需要接受神的宽恕
？Forgiveness has two aspects. Our need to forgive others, and we be forgiven.
宽恕有两个方面，是我们自己宽恕别人，也需要别人宽恕我们。
Our forgiveness of first of all of knowing who God is and accepting Him and ask Him to cleanse our sins is the first step of a true forgiveness you can seek in your life.
真正的宽恕是我们在神里头请求神清洗我们的生命，让神给我们宽恕，这是你需要做的第一步。
And that forgiveness of total cleansing of your sin can come from God and God alone.
是你这种完全的清洗自己的罪的这种能力，只能来自神。
But then once He's forgiven your sin, the next thing He asks is a lot of these other things that He asks you to do.
那么一旦他清洗了你的罪的话，他又叫你需要做很多事。
But one thing is very difficult for you to do.
有一件事是你很难做到的。
Here in Matthew 5:23 it says, Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Matthew 5:23.
马太福音第五章第三节这样说
What God is asking is Now that I have paid the price to forgive your sins and you have become my child
他说神说我现在为你付了代价你变成了我的孩子
In anything that you do if you want to offer sacrifice to me
如果你做的一切是你所献的祭献
Yet you have something against your brother.
但是如果你有一件事，就是说，如果你不喜欢你的兄弟。
Actually, that goes on to say your sisters and your friends and your coworkers and your colleagues and your you can list everything. But if anyone that you have something against.
那如果是你，就是说你不只是你的兄弟，不只是想起你兄弟向你的坏言，而且想起你的姐妹们、亲戚们、朋友们、同事们，所有一切人，如果你在这些人心里对这些人心里怀有坏言的话
，leave your gift there。
那么你的这个救恩的这个礼物就留在那里，不要拿了。
First go and be reconciled。
首先，第一到他们面前去，跟他们和好。
Because if your brother sins against you.You need to go and show him his fault.
如果你的兄弟对你犯了错误过失的话，你应该到他面前去向他指出他的过失。
Just between the two of you.
只是在你们两个之间来协调。
And if you listen to him, you have won your brother over.
如果你听着你请听你的兄弟向你解释的话，那么你自己就已经得到了你的弟兄。
Well, you may say, God, you don't understand. You don't understand what has happened to me a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. This someone that has done to me.You don't understand.
你可能会跟神说，神啊，你就不理解，不知道这个人啊，五年前、一年前、五年前，甚至十年前，对我做了何等样的事。
You may say, God, you don't understand what kind of person he is or she is.
你也许会说，神啊，你不知道这个人是什么样的一个人。
Or you may say, God, you don't know the circumstances. You don't know what I was going through.
你也许会说，神啊，其实你根本不理解我所经历的处境。
God understands.
神知道的。
In fact, He knows so much about you.
实际上，他知道你，而且非常的清楚了解你。
He knew that the only thing that you can do is recognize the power of nailing that sin to the cross.
神知道你能做的唯一的事，就是把你的这个罪呢钉在十字架上。
Only the power of cross.Only by that forgiveness coming from Christ can you now be able to forgive each and anyone that you have anything against.
只有来自十字架的这个恩典，只有把你的罪钉在十字架上，而且来自神的宽恕的这种恩典呢，你才能够宽恕所有一切你所有怨恨的人。
You are not forgiving something because you feel like you are able to do.
你不能够宽恕是因为觉得你做不到。
That if you are able to do, if you are able to understand, it's called understanding. In Chinese, it's called 可以谅解。
如果你可以 understanding 的话，那么你就可以做到这个宽恕。
But if you have to do something that you cannot accept, that you cannot understand, that you cannot forget, it's called forgiveness because the Son Jesus Christ has paid the price for you.
那么有的事情你不能够宽恕，是因为你不能理解，不能谅解，而且不能够接受，不能够宽恕。这样的话呢，你应该想到是基督首先宽恕你，谅解了你，他给了你这个这么高的代价。
And so the term for that is forgiveness. In Chinese, this is 饶恕。
那么这个条件呢，就是要饶恕。
Where does the forgiveness start then?
那么这个饶恕从什么时候开始呢？
That forgiveness has to start from your heart.
这个宽恕必须从你的心里开始。
Because there is a place of confession, a place of restitution in forgiveness. Now knowing that Christ and Christ alone can truly forgive and that He demands forgiveness between you, the brothers and the sisters, that you have to have start that confession to God.
那么首先这个宽恕的第一步就是你要向神认罪，你在神面前要承认了你的罪，你才能够得到神的这个宽恕的救恩。从这里开始你才能够出去宽恕别人，跟别人谅解，跟别人承认，跟别人认罪，然后达到这个救恩的这个宽恕。
Let me give you a classic example in the Bible. Someone that truly want to seek the forgiveness of God.
我们在圣经里可以找到一个人，他是真正的寻求神的宽恕的。
And it's of course King David.
他就是大卫。
Having committed an act of adultery, he sent Bathsheba home, thinking that no one would find out. And she had fallen pregnant, we know.
对，大卫呢，因为犯了奸淫罪，就把伯士巴呢送回家里去。他觉得这个罪可以遮掩过去，没人会知道的。
In fact, to cover his sin, he murdered her husband Uriah and took her just so that he can pretend that the child was legitimate.
他为了就要掩盖他的罪呢，甚至把这个拔示巴的这个丈夫呢杀害了，这样呢使得这个他的这个私生子呢变得合法了。
But he knew he couldn't hide the sin.
他知道的他的罪盖不了。
He knew thatOnly out of confession, out of true repentance of his sin, can he seek forgiveness of God.
他知道了，只有向神全心全意的认罪，诚恳的认罪，才能够得到神的宽恕。
And when he did that, when he admitted the sin freely, there is a resulting joy in his life.
但他真正的认了罪之后，他生命当中得到了无比的喜悦。
If it were not for that confession and that admission of sin, that he would not have been called the man after God's own heart.
如果他没有真正的认罪，没有使那个罪得到全权的释放的话，那么他永远也不会被成为神是受神所呼召的人之一了。
He has done that because he was compelled to do that.
他之所以能够这样做，是因为神激励他这样做的。
Everything else that he tried to do, to conceal it, to forget it, to try to pretend that it has never happened, will never satisfy his soul.
他曾经试图做的各样的事都不能够成就。他曾经试图掩盖他的罪过，或者是忘却他的罪过，或者是找一些借口为他的罪过掩盖，这些都不能够拯救他的罪。而且最后只有宽恕，他只有认罪悔罪之后，他才能够得到心灵的释放。
And so.We must understand the importance of forgiveness between one another.
我们必须知道互相宽恕的这个重要性。
Then that we can seek forgiveness from God by offering a sacrifice.
这样呢，我们才能够在神那里得到真正的宽恕，而通过什么？通过我们自己的献祭奉献，能够得到神的宽恕。
His promise to forgive our sins is guaranteed.
因为他说，神说他一定会宽恕我们的罪的。
In fact, no matter how big the transgression is, his forgiveness will be granted.
不管我们的错有多大，但是他的宽恕永远是在那里的。
Look at Psalm chapter 103, verse 10. He said, He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him.As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
诗篇103篇第十节这样开始，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽跟报应我们。天立地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。父亲怎样体恤他的儿女，就耶和华也怎样体恤敬畏他的人。
How far is the east to the west?
那么东边到西边有多远呢？
How big the heavens are?
天立地有多高呢？
His love for us is greater than that.
他对我们的爱是高于那一切的。
And the forgiveness.
神那里得到宽恕。
Because that takes a divine miraculous power to forgive.
因为那样是来自神那里的神奇的宽恕力。
But then the second step is something that God always demands that you do.
第二呢是神要求你做的事。
Is that experience of sanctification as the saints wanted to be more like Christ, and God says, if you want to come before me and offer anything on the altar, yet you have something against him, leave that sacrifice there. Go and tell your brother.Your sister, your co-workers, your friends, your colleagues, your classmates, your any friends, your family, your father, your children. Go until you win him over, then I would accept your sacrifice.
神就说，当你到祭坛上来向我圣献任何的祭品的时候，首先要想一想，你有没有过犯得罪你的兄弟们、姐妹们、同事们、同乡们、朋友们？如果有的话，那么你向他们去跟他们和好。但你一旦跟他们和好了之后呢，你再来到我的面前，这样你的献祭才被悦纳。
You may have been cheated, you may have been lied to, you may have been hurt physically, mentally, you may have been done terribly.A year ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever you have been done to, God says, forgive.
有人一起伤害过你，或者是你被人家说谎言，伤害过你，或者是在身体上直接受过伤害，或者是心灵上受过伤害，或者是有过很多接受过很多不公平的待遇。所以的这一切也许发生在很多年以前，但是呢，你必须回到神面前来。请求神在心灵里医治你，宽恕你。
We as human beings has chosen to disobey God to begin with.
我们人类首先就违背了神。
And the reason why that there is a birth of Christ is exactly that God wanted to reconcile with human beings.
为什么会有基督的诞生呢？就是因为神要想和人和好，才把基督做了我们的代价。
He sent him to this earth.
他把基督送到这个地上来。
Just so that we now understand the price that he paid to forgive us.
基督到这个世界上来，是让我们知道他为我们的罪所付出的代价，是因为神要宽恕我们，才为我们付出那么高的代价的。
And that with that, anything that we have against our family, our friends, our colleagues, it just doesn't matter anymore.
那么当你和这个基督所为我们做出的代价所相比的时候，我们和人之间的、和家庭之间、和朋友之间这些冲突，又算得了什么呢？
Christ and Christ alone can forgive.
基督本身他就有宽恕力。
And today is the day of forgiveness.
今天是宽恕的日子。
Today is the day when we remember that birth of Christ.
是我们记住基督诞生的日子。
And the reason why he comes.
为什么他来到这个世上。
The power of his presence, and then of his death, and then of his resurrection.
他所具有的大能，他的复活，他所具有的能。
Which will command us.To do everything that he asks us to do.
使得我们能够顺从他，做他叫我们做的事。
If you have not known Christ, I invite you to come to the front and understand him. He forgives your sin and he welcomes you into his home.
如果你还没有接受神的话，请你到前面来，因为神张开双臂欢迎你到他的家中来。
But if you are already a Christian, believing in his son Jesus Christ, I want you to consider his word and his command.
如果你是基督的家庭里的成员，你是基督的儿女的话，你应该想一想基督对你的使命，给你的使命。